Hi, I'm Guy. This is the Guy R. Cook Report, and we're doing a quick episode based on a post from one of my internet buddies who asked if I was using the Microsoft Edge that was built with Chromium. And so the Microsoft Edge Chromium browser was the search query, and it brought up this page. So then I simply went to the download, and it looks like this. So you introduce in the new Microsoft Edge, the download, and then we're going to see what the install process looks like. I'm sure it's going to be quite fun. So you go to the folder that your download was put in, and it'll say Microsoft Edge setup, just like this. You click on it, and the Windows 10 process will take over. You want to install this update? Yes. And then it starts getting the new Microsoft Edge. Oh boy, we can't hardly wait to try it either. And it's downloading, and I got about 30, 40, almost 50 seconds remaining. Oh boy, this is going to be fun. Well, I could fill it with a joke. You could take this one to school if schools were open. Well, some are. And what do these three characters have in common? John the Baptist, Ivan the Terrible, and Fritz the Cat. Yeah, Fritz the Cat, the cartoon character. They have the same middle name. It's a dad joke. I can't help it. It's the way we are. And there's still 20-some seconds. I don't know any jokes that short, thank goodness. And so I want you to just enjoy this new Microsoft Edge. And if you've got questions, comments, concerns, be sure to let me know. This will all be in the show notes, a link to the video as well, as you go to theguyrcookreport.podbean.com. Oh, we're done with the download, and now it's installing. And that's going well. I'm going to pause this, and then when it's done installing, we'll see the next step. So, bazinga, there it is. The new Microsoft Edge has been installed. The process was pretty painless. You want this to install? Yes, we do. And so then let's click Get Started. And let's set up your new tab page. Okay, set it up. Sign in to sync data. Or continue without signing in. Let's try continue without signing in. See if that makes us happy or not. So it's done. You can install extensions, find favorites, but that's basically getting you to this point. I hope this helped you. Thanks a lot for taking time out of your day. It's a wrap.